We're now talking track work, starting off with Warren Huntley, who was out at Flemington this morning. How was the morning, Warren?
It was fine, Nads. It's a little bit of a relatively quiet week for Flemington trained horses this week. I'm sure we can pick the eyes out of it, but it wasn't a massive week, and obviously with no Group 1 races, no gallops on the course proper, but certainly a few horses going through their paces and probably some just starting to chime into the preparation that I think are going quite well also.
Okay, well, let's start off with some of the highlights. We'll talk a bit about the jump outs from last Friday. Fartana was one of the stars of the session.
Absolute standout, Nards. Just blink and you miss it type jump out from Fartana. I think he's going to go first up into the Moyer, so he'd want to be going well. Grand final Eve, Group 1 at Moonee Valley. But, gee, he's effective fresh. He's been proven now to be competitive at Group 1 level, and I don't think the stable could hope to have him going any better leading into that dash over the 1,000 metres first up. So he was a standout clearly the fastest jump out of last Friday. And just poking on nicely behind him was Alakazoom Neville Parnham, who's back over here and looks to be ticking over nicely. So he's got a little boutique team here at the moment. Neville Parnham and Alakazoom look to go nicely, but Fartnar clearly the standout of the jump outs last Friday.
Okay, what about Fragonard, who also jumped out well?
Just kept ticking over. She's going well. I thought her win first up at Moonee Valley was terrific. She got the favours, but she was really strong late. I think she's ready to be tested at a slightly stronger level. There's an opportunity for her to contest the How Now Stakes at Caulfield on Saturday or a benchmark 90. I think she's about ready to have a crack at adding some black type, and we know how valuable that is for mares in general, and with the racing and breeding operation of Godolphin, that's the ultimate aim, is to enhance the pedigree of these horses. And she's going really well, and she just had a nice stretch of legs gallop this morning also. But her jump out last Friday was everything you'd like to see from a horse that's been to the races first up, had that win, and just kept ticking over. And finished alongside a lightly raced five-year-old from the Mick Cirque stable in Eaton, who's a son of High Chaparral, and he's only had the one start, so connections have had to be patient. But he looks to be coming along nicely too. I'm sure Mick will be able to find a race for him somewhere to at least get a win on the board sometime in the future. But a really nice tick-over jump out from Fragonard. And if she goes to the How Now Stakes on Saturday, I think she'll certainly hold her own against stronger company than she's competed in before.
Okay, that is her. What about Bandipur?
Another one just ticking over nicely, Nards. Had a couple of gallops in recent times. Went to Moonee Valley last week. Didn't race at Moonee Valley, but had a nice stretch of the legs gallop there, and a nice short, sharp gallop this morning also. So he just looks to be holding together really well. And the form around him holding up well. I think Bandipur's in terrific shape to just keep ticking along for the Godolphin operation. James Cummings' stable here in Melbourne just seems to be working beautifully.
Okay, was there any other highlights for the session?
I thought Tally worked really nicely, Nance. He's going to the Naturalism Stakes. Gee, that's shaping like, well, one of the highlights, isn't the Testarossa and the How Now are the highlights of the meeting on Saturday. I think Tally's going really well. It's a very strong on nominations version of the Naturalism. I didn't see Stampede this morning have a gallop, but what I've seen of him since that really dominant win at Moonee Valley, he's come through that well. So he might be the horse in the testing material in the Naturalism, but I didn't see him gallop this morning. Sharpest gallop I saw this morning was mentioned Neville Parnham stable. Malibu Style was terrific and really sharp at the end of his gallop. So he goes to the Testarossa on Saturday. I think he's taken good improvement from his first up run. So a big tick from what I saw of Malibu Style. Second bullet and Watch Me Spin for the O'Brien stable paired up, as they did last week. They didn't race last week. They're heading to races at Caulfield on Saturday. The Naturalism for second bullet, and importantly up to 1,600 metres for Watch Me Spin. I think they're both progressing nicely, and maybe not for the first up run, and there's options in Adelaide and Victoria for War Legend first up, but he's had a couple of jump outs under his belt from the Moroney stable, and I think he's in for another good preparation, and I certainly wouldn't be ruling him out first up. His jump outs and his work this morning say that he's come back well.
Okay, so there are a couple there. What were the main ones do you think we can take out of it and back a winner?
I think Fragonard, if she takes on even the Stakes Company Nards, I think the Godolphin mares come back in terrific shape. Fragonard, I think Malibu Style can really fire second up, and it mightn't be this week, but I'd be certainly putting a ring around or a black book with War Legend and just trying to find him place to advantage either first up or sometime in the weeks ahead.
Okay, wonderful. Thanks, Warren.
Thanks, Nards.